Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about wealth.
财富吗？我们要教大家怎么积累财富，怎么赚钱吗？
Well, this time it's not just about money, it's about different kinds of wealth.
对，那今天呢，我们要分享一本英语畅销书啊，它的名字就叫做《五种不同的人生财富》。
So five types of wealth.
对，那这一本书的作者呢，他就是说，如果光光注重怎么来赚钱，怎么来累积金钱财富，最后我们的人生可能是非常不平衡的，毕竟金钱不是万能的嘛，也不会带给我们真正的喜乐和满足。
Yeah, the author's name here is Sahil Bloom, and he's basically saying that financial wealth is not really enough, and there's these other kinds of wealth that we need to acquire in order to live a truly holistic and fulfilling life.
对，然后呢，他说，在他定义里面啊，真正的财富就包含了今天我们要跟大家分享的这五种。那我们就来看看这五种到底是什么样的财富。
Yeah, that's right. So a combination of these five types of wealth, that's true wealth, according to Sahil Bloom, and we're going to look at each of them here in today's episode.
好，那我们就先从第一个最显而易见的开始吧。
All right, our first one here is financial wealth, of course, the most basic one.
对，就是金钱财富啊。当然这个 financial wealth 也不光只包括就是你银行里的存款现金。
That's right. Wealth means money, but also investments, assets, basically anything you have that has economic value.
嗯，对。那刚刚你说的这个词 assets, 它就是资产，是吧？
Yeah, this is like your house, stocks, you know, stuff that you own that has a lot of monetary value, but it's not actually cash. It's not actually money.
对对，其实很多这个 financial advisors 啊，金融顾问还跟你说不要搞很多 cash, that's not a very efficient use of money, 是吧？你要这个 money, 你要去什么投资啊，各种各样的。
Yeah, hopefully you want your money to make more money and cash just kind of sits there, so assets can help you increase your wealth, right?
对，至少理论上是这样。那金钱财富呢，之所以这个作者 Sahil Bloom 列在第一，他自己也承认我们生活在一个现实的世界里面嘛，然后有这些金钱财富会给你带来一种安全感，会解决很多基本的问题。
Yeah, he's talking about here how financial wealth provides security, right? And it gives you the means to acquire these other forms of wealth.
啊，好，那有两个很好的词，我们来关注一下。第一个是安全感啊 ，security。那我就想问 Jason， 这个和 safety 它有区别吗
？Safety usually is about like your actual physical safety, so you don't want to get hurt or injured. Whereas like security is about the opposite of anxiety, right? You feel secure,、you don't have to worry so much.
对，所以 security 经常我们是讲的带给我们精神上、心理上的那种安全感。
Yeah, you want to have a sense of psychological security, right? And if you have financial wealth, it's probably easier to acquire that.
对，或者这个 financial wealth 就会给你带来一种 it will actually bring you a certain sense of security, right? 你就不会天天想说啊，我接下来房租要怎么办？就是孩子学费怎么办？这样的事情。
Yeah, if you can't pay your bills, I think that definitely leads to a lot of anxiety, right? So you want to have this baseline of financial wealth and security.
嗯，是。好，那你刚刚还说了，它也是一种什么 ？The means to acquire other forms of wealth.
This just means like the method, right? The means to do something, the method to do something, the way to do something.
对，所以这里的 means 它的意思不是 you know what do you mean what does it mean 那个 mean 那它这里是一个名词，意思呢就是一种手段，一种方法啊。那通常它以名词形式这样出现的时候，它即使是一个单数，也是后面加 s 的 a means to an end， 就是用这种手法最后得到一种什么样的结果，对吧？
That's right, or the means of production from Marxism, right?
马克思主义。好的，那这个 the means 这里是金钱财富呢，会是一种手段，一种手法，让你来帮助你来获取其他类型的财富。
Yeah, it helps you acquire these other forms of wealth, right? Helps you get these other forms of wealth.
对，其实 acquire 呢，基本上就是 get 的意思，就是获得、得到、获取。但是呢，它是一个更加正式的词。
Yeah, just a little more formal, but it means to get. Pretty simple.
嗯，对。而且我们准备节目的时候，你也说 acquire 通常还是有一个过程，是吧？ Maybe you need to accumulate, build it up.
Yeah, when I think of get, right, I think of a very simple exchange. I take something and now I have it, I get something. But acquire could be a little more complicated. Maybe you have to go through a process before you get the thing.
对 ,financial wealth, 就是你当然发这个不义之财很容易啊，但是 that's not what we want to do, right? We want to accumulate financial wealth in a legal, ethical way, 然后通常这个是需要一点时间啊。好，那看完了第一种财富，我们接下来看看第二种财富，那就是
time wealth。
啊，时间财富，哎呦，很多人说嘛，梦想就是有钱，然后又还要有闲，因为很多人有钱，但他为了这个 keep 自己的钱或者赚更多的钱，忙得不得了。
Yeah, you become so busy acquiring money, you have no time to even spend the money you're acquiring, right?
对 ,so you're lacking time wealth. 那这个作者呢，他在这里定义的时间财富其实也不光只是说啊，我每天就有很多很多的时间。他这里有一个重点是你能不能自由的支配时间，你有没有这个自主权。
Yeah, do you have the freedom and the autonomy to spend your time as you choose, or are you stuck in some schedule where you have to work a certain time or you must spend your time a certain way?
嗯，对，好，那这个自主权就叫做 autonomy 啊。然后现在一些能够自己开的车，自动驾驶的汽车，那个叫 autonomous vehicles, 是吧？
Yeah, something that's autonomous doesn't need a driver, right? An autonomous car doesn't need a driver. It can work on its own, drive on its own.
好，既然有了这个 autonomy 啊，支配时间的自主权，那要去干嘛呢？
Yeah, when you have this time wealth and this freedom, you can pursue your passions, you can spend time with your loved ones, you can engage in activities that you really enjoy, that bring you that deeper sense of joy.
哦，这是很理想的状态啊。好，我们来看看刚刚说的一个，你可以去追寻自己真的有热情的事情，自己真的爱的事情，这个追求叫做
Pursue.
Okay, you can pursue your passions. 或者我们也常常听到一个搭配是 pursue your dreams, right? Pursue your goals, your ambitions.
Yeah, you can also pursue somebody. We use that in the context of dating too, right?
Oh, 所以英文追一个人也就直接可以用 literally 这个 pursue.
Yeah, if you say you're pursuing someone and you mean actually physically pursuing them, it would mean like on the road chasing them. Of course, I don't mean that. But if you're trying to date somebody, you could say you're pursuing them, right?
Romantic, 对。但是它也可以 mean 就是 like a police pursuing criminals,、
right.
对不对？警察追犯人也是啊。OK, 所以它的应用和中文倒是很像的。
Yeah, it's pretty much the same, I'd say.
Mm, okay, so, but here we want to pursue our passions, our hobbies, 啊。然后呢，这里还看到了一个词，就是说你可以去从事一些自己喜欢的活动。
Yeah, you can engage in these activities, right, that bring you joy. You can do these things that bring you joy.
Yeah, so to engage with something, or 这里是 to engage in an activity, 意思就是 to do it, 但同样它也是比较正式的一个说法。
Yeah, kind of like with get and acquire, we have do and engage. Engage kind of gives you this feeling that there's maybe a little more going on, right? It's a little more formal and maybe it's more of a process.
Oh, 这倒是，因为 when you do an activity, 可能就是很快的或者你不一定很 enjoy, 对吧？但你需要去做。Whereas to engage in something, 通常这是你自主的选择，就像我说的，你有这个 autonomy 来选择，然后 you're often engaging in things you're interested in.
Yeah, it's like you're very intentional, right? You're very conscious of what you're doing and you're really involved in the process.
对对对，你有意去选择的啊。好，那所以呢，这样的一些事情，这样的一些活动，通常就会给你带来喜乐和满足啊。其实喜乐 joy 这个和 happiness 相比呢，它也是一种更加深层次，而且可能更持久的。
Yeah, just like the previous examples, again, you know, happiness feels kind of temporary, a short experience, whereas joy is deeper and like longer lasting than normal happiness.
对，所以呢，我们常常会看到啊 ,joy, 它就和另外那个词 fulfillment 搭配在一起。
Yeah, like you're joyful and you have the happiness, but you're also fulfilled, right? You're 满足, you feel satisfied, you don't need anything else.
对，诶 ,fulfillment, 我又要让你对比了，和 satisfaction 有啥区别？
应该没有。For me, I get the feeling that satisfaction is almost a little more selfish, whereas fulfillment is like more spiritual, maybe.
对，其实在精神层面来讲，那个马斯洛的金字塔是吧 ?Maslow's Pyramid of Needs, 最上面不就是 personal fulfillment 嘛，个人的成就和满足，因为 satisfaction 它其实也可以很快就过去了，稍纵即逝 temporary, 或者英文有一个词特别好 fleeting, 就是会逃走的。我比如今天吃了个特别喜欢吃的东西、oh, I'm satisfied, 可是这个东西消化掉了以后，这个 satisfaction 也没有了。Whereas fulfillment, 可能是你亲手做了这个东西，它整个的过程或者什么，它给你带来的一个就是 deeper and longer lasting。
Yeah, I feel like when you're satisfied, it's always for now, right? I'm satisfied for now, but I know I'm going to need this thing again or want this thing again, whereas fulfillment can be truly long lasting.
Right. 好，那我们接着看看第三种财富啊，这个讲到了我们的身体，我们的健康。
Ah, physical wealth. Of course, not physical health, although it's about the same thing. Here we're talking about physical wealth.
对，而且呢，这所说的这个健康，它其实不光是 physical, 它还包括了你的就是心理 ,your mental psychological health, 整个的身心灵。
Yeah, that's right. This is about your physical health, but also your well-being, right? Your general sense of wellness.
对，其实 well-being 这个词是近几年用的非常多的啊，大家越来越重视的概念。我们看一下它的组成，对吧？后半部分是 being, 因为我们一个人的存在，我们活在这个世界上， we are human beings.
Yes, it's like something that's alive, right?
对，那我们希望我们的存在，我们的 being 都是在一个健康的好的状态。So being well, 是吧？很重要。
对。Yeah, you could just flip this around and it would mean the same thing, right? It pertains to health and being well, but we can use it as a noun and say well-being.
对，这样 well-being 它就变成了一个名词，对吧？好，那这个 overall well-being, 或者我们也常常听到叫 holistic well-being 啊 ,holistic 也就是整体的意思。那其实中文我们也常常比喻嘛，就是讲到钱呢、啊、大家通常都会关注我这个资产后面有多少个零 ,so how many zeros, you know, indicating、mm. 是百万千万还是上亿这样的。但是如果你没有身体健康或者心灵健康，是最前面的那个一或者
没了
whatever number, 没有那个的话，后面的零最后也只是零。
Yeah, so that's the most important one, right? Without that, nothing matters. All those zeros, they mean nothing. But you have your health at that one, and of course, brings it into reality.
对, that's the foundation.
That's right.
诶我们还有一个比喻，就是说这个是本钱，身体健康是你要再去努力再去赚钱的本钱。你没有这个的话 ,you don't even have the startup capital.
Yeah, your physical health is the startup capital. I love that.
好，那我们接着来看看接下来的这个啊，是社交财富。
Ah, so social wealth.
嗯，讲到社交，我们好像通常就会想到 you know, networking 啊，有时候好像是比较目的性强、功利的。但其实这里这个作者他更加强调的是那种真正的有意义的人际关系，高质量的人际关系。
Yeah, this is all about the quality of your relationships and your social connections and your, you know, your friends and your family and your colleagues that you feel comfortable with. You can go to them with problems, for example.
对，就是 it's all about having meaningful relationships and connections, right?
Yeah, not just professional connections, right? Those are meaningful professionally, but not on a personal level.
是是，或者有的时候我们很 lucky 啊，我们的同事最后成为了我们很好的 personal friends.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of overlap between the two, hopefully, if you have a good job and good colleagues, right?
对对，所以其实它都是建筑在刚刚你用到的那个词 making connections with one another.
Yeah, this just means building a relationship together, right?
对，我们所以常常也说，哎，to connect with people, connect with someone.
Yeah, and this gives you the feeling that you're opening up to them, they're opening up to you, and you're creating something meaningful together.
对，其实最近几十年有很多的研究就表明，如果你没有这些 meaningful social connections, 也会大大影响我们的 physical well-being, 也会对我们的身体健康产生很多负面的影响。
Yeah, and the irony in modern society, we have all this social media, everyone's connecting, yet lots of people still end up really lonely and not feeling a lot of connection, right?
对对，就是 we have such rich social media connections, but it seems like they're replacing, they're sacrificing our real human to human connections.
Yeah, we're getting like a cheap version, right? And like you said, then sacrificing those really, truly meaningful ones in real life.
对，其实我觉得这个就让我想到了，那什么是 meaningful connections 啊？最后还是就像你说的，如果你碰到问题了 ，you have problems， 你知道这些人 ，you can rely on them， you can lean on them， you can cry on their shoulders.
Yeah, you can go to them for support, right? You don't feel nervous about doing that. You have people you can reach out to.
对，所以我们也常常说 it's very important to have a support network. 有这么一个网络，你的支持的网络，支撑的网络。
Exactly. And one person's not enough. You know, what if you only rely on your partner and something happens to them? Well, you don't want to be in that situation. So you need to have friends and community and other people in your life you can rely on too.
是，我觉得这也是我近几年吧，我感觉我自己越来越重视这些，然后 I'm making a more conscious effort to reach out to people, to start building connections, 因为之前我就觉得我也不是很爱社交，会交很多新的朋友啊，但是现在我就感觉说这个不会自然而然发生，所以得自己也是要努力的去 reach out, 去 connect with others, 不然人家为什么要 connect with me?
Yeah, I think a lot of people just kind of hope that these relationships will form in their life naturally, but that doesn't always happen. You have to put a little effort in and make it happen, right?
是是。好，那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的第五种人生财富是什么呢?
Psychological wealth.
这里就讲到了我们的心理或者说精神财富。
Yeah, this is all about your mental and emotional well-being.
Well-being 这个词又出现了啊。Mental 和 emotional, 心理和情绪上的健康 well-being。其实这里不光是说啊，我的情绪很稳定啊，或者我有很多积极正向的思维。这个作者说，他其实更重要的是你要有一种人生的目的。
Yeah, in order to have this, you know, well-being, you need a sense of purpose, right?
对，就是我为什么存在？我活着有什么意义，是吧？
Yeah, it's not always an easy question to answer, but it is an important one.
Yeah, definitely not. 好，那除了这个 sense of purpose 呢，然后说个人成长也很重要。
Yes, personal growth.
对，因为人生是一场旅程嘛，所以不断的能够去有新的收获啊，能够成长学习非常重要。那另外还有一个，人生很不容易，会有很多的挑战和挫折和失败，所以这时候有坚韧坚定的意志和心也很重要。
Yes, resilience, right? Our ability to manage the stress, the challenges, the adversity that we're definitely going to face, so...
对 resilience 我们之前也教过，然后我记得当时用了个比喻是那个 rubber band 橡皮筋，就一个橡皮筋，你可以拉给它很多的 tension pressure， 但是它还是能够，哎，它不断，对吧？它能够弹回来 bounce back。
Yeah, if you're not resilient, right, even a small challenge might totally screw you up. But if you're resilient, you can handle it. You can come back from the challenge stronger.
对，它会使我们更有能力去面对生活当中的压力和挫折。
Yeah, manage the stress and adversity, right?
Oh, adversity 意思就是挫折、挫败。
Yeah, adversity is like all of the challenges that are coming at you. Anything that's going to be something you have to work towards getting through, something challenging and difficult.
对。好，那这就是美国畅销书 Five Types of Wealth 为我们带来的啊，五种不同的人生财富。那不知道你是不是认同这位作家的观点啊，或者你觉得还有什么很重要的财富他漏掉了？
Yeah, maybe there's more types of wealth that are important, right? And what do you think of the five that are here? We'd love to hear from you.
对，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，非常感谢大家的收听。那也希望我们都一起努力，然后来关注自己是不是有一个更加 holistic, balanced approach or a view on wealth.
That's right. Find more meaningful wealth. We hope you all do. And thank you so much for listening.
好，我们下次再见。
好，再见。